mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 through 11. Dear Christian friends, at least one of these two young people wanted to be there this day. To be honest, she had never been very active, but this was her church, the church where she'd grown up, and she fully intended to be married here. On the other hand, her fiancé would rather have been doing anything in the entire world besides sitting in some pastor's office. He was there for exactly two reasons. Number one, because she had twisted his arm. Number two, to get done and get out. He wasn't a member of any church, and he was not interested. This did not look like a match made in heaven. So, I invited them to open a Bible with me and look at this morning's text. I wanted to talk to them about what real love is. So after we opened up, I read the passage and explained it to them a bit. I said, "You know, only a Christian can really love this way." She knew where I was going with this, and her head was down. Finally, she looked up just a little bit and asked, almost in a whisper, "But can't an unbeliever love like this if he tries really hard?" People try very hard to love. "Beloved," John says in our text, verse 7, "let us love one another, for love is of God." Frankly, I was skeptical, but the young lady firmly believed that her fiancé would try very, very hard to love her. And maybe she was right. Undoubtedly, she had seen him in many situations where he didn't look absolutely bored to tears. No doubt, he was sometimes fun to be with. And I'm sure also he was often very kind and gentle to her. I mean, you know, truth is, love is it's a good thing, basically. Most people would endorse it. She had big stars in her eyes, no doubt about that, but I'm sure he had stars in his eyes for her, too. Maybe he would try very, very hard to love. Others certainly do. We've all learned, haven't we, that love in marriage is something you got to work at. Promise number four of a promise keeper. A promise keeper is committed to building strong marriages and families through love, protection, and biblical values. Job one of every Christian is to love everybody. Every time you see that face of Osama bin Laden in the newspaper or one of his crazy videos, you want to grab him by the beard and punch him out. But we will try very, very hard to love him. The homeless visitor to church who needs a shower, something fierce. You're going to try your very best to love him. Those several members of your congregation that you really would never choose to like, they aren't the people you would pick to mix with socially. Nevertheless, I will try very hard to love them. A Above all, of course, our best effort at loving we owe to God. And we do try. We try very hard to write that weekly offering check without worrying at all about the balance in the account, as if we are very glad to give the last dollar to God. We try very hard, really we do, to make devotion time the highest quality time of the day. We try very hard to love God with a heart that desires Him above all things. I almost hated to do it, but I had to shake my head and tell that young lady and her fiancé, no, an unbeliever really can't love the way John is describing here in our text, no matter how hard he tries. The problem, of course, is that John is not writing to unbelievers. Verse 4, you are of God, little children. We are of God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. John's reality check in our text is directed to us. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. When we look at ourselves, we find ourselves in a predicament not unlike that facing the unbeliever. Our trying really hard doesn't accomplish loving God or loving each other. Not only is our best effort woefully inadequate, but our best effort, well, it just doesn't seem to happen. Even if we try really, really hard, we can't. We're not capable of trying hard enough to love. But, verse 10, in this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. John is very clear, even emphatic in our text, that love comes from somewhere besides our trying really, really hard. The little preposition ek has a field day in this text. You are ek God. They are ek the world. We are ek God. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is ek God. The New King James translates it of God, but it's from God. Love is never from us. It doesn't originate with us, not this kind of love. Love is from God. And in no way has that ever been clearer than when the beloved one came from God to save us. He didn't come because we love God. No, Jesus came because God loved us. He didn't come because we had tried so hard to get along down here that we deserved a break today. No, Christ came because God had compassion on His quarreling, selfish, unloving, unlovable creatures. And Jesus sure didn't die because we were getting so close to getting it right. He died to be the atoning sacrifice for people who were hopeless. To you and me, folks whose very best trying to love could never get us there, Jesus came from heaven and gave us forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. Amazingly, we do. You are from God, little children. In your baptisms, you are born from God and know God. However weakly, however half-heartedly, however poor the effort, you love. For love is from God. Your wives, your husbands, the helpless transient, these are souls that God enables you to love. The international terrorist, the outspoken critic in your congregation, God gives, has given, continues to give his love in Christ Jesus to you to share with them. Beloved, this is how we love one another. Love is from God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.